is a question I have. Do you ever have like a quirky behavior and you just don't know why you do it and you wish you didn't do it and it's not really harmful, but it's just irritating. You don't understand yourself. This is from Mandy. Hello, Dr. Kenner. I'm a 22-year-old female. I have a habit of holding on to the edge of a pillowcase, and I've had it ever since I can remember. I also subtly do it with the edge of some T-shirts that I'm wearing. This mostly happens at night when I'm in bed, but not all the time. However, there are times when I feel a strong need to wrap the pillowcase in and around my fingers, and if I can't get hold of one quick enough, then I get frustrated or anxious. I know I've heard other people talk about this same behavior. Why am I, at the age of 22, still doing this? And where does this sort of behavior come from? Mandy. Mandy, it's obvious you've got a habit, and it's a relatively harmless habit, so you can look at it as a curiosity piece. I mean, certainly if I did that, I might want to ask myself some questions. Where is this coming from? We'll get to that in a moment. It sounds like it's just a self-soothing behavior. You know, it brings up images of my own daughter with her blankie. She used to tickle her nose with it, tickle her face with it, and it would put her off to sleep. So you could ask yourself, what are my earliest memories of doing this, and how important was it in my life? You know, everybody worries about when you have children, you worry that your kids are going to keep some behavior for the rest of their life or not be able to do something. And I know I had a babysitter for my daughter who still sucked her thumb. And her mother must have just been so anxious. She was 15 years old or so, and she's sucking her thumb. So my daughter used to suck two fingers, and I was a tad concerned. Oh, my God, what if she never breaks the habit? Or parents can worry, oh, my God, what if my kid is never toilet trained? Well, typically we don't carry all those childhood behaviors forward, but certainly just comforting yourself with the edge of a pillowcase or your T-shirt sounds harmless. But if you're feeling embarrassed, if you're dating or you're married to someone and you have to have that pillowcase, and or you feel like you need a pillowcase and you're in the middle of giving a speech, you know, that's not good. So if it makes you feel a bit out of control, then definitely it's worth one exercise, an introspective exercise. And let me give you some ideas on how to introspect, and you can do this with any behavior. Instead of beating up on yourself saying, why am I still doing this? Your subconscious is going to say, I don't know. You just are. You don't want to ask what's called a negative rhetorical question. You want to ask, oh, I wonder why I'm doing this. And you know, because it's comforting. What's the value in it? It's just a self-soothing behavior. You want to change, work with yourself as if you're your own best friend. And you want to ask yourself, what do I say to myself? If you can translate that frustration and anxiety into words, if you can't get hold of the pillowcase right away, oh my God, if I can't get the pillowcase, something bad will happen. Maybe you say something like that. You predict a negative future. That may be a little touch of obsessive compulsive disorder, some thinking there. And you can work on that. There are many skills. I'm going to recommend a book. I'll tell you right now, Changing for Good. It's at my website, drkenner.com. If you are saying, oh my God, if I can't get that blanket, my boyfriend won't call me, or if I can't get that blanket, I won't get the job, or if I can't get that blanket, someone will get hurt, the pillowcase or your T-shirt. If you have that type of a thought pattern, then you're misconnecting cause and effect. You're not getting the pillowcase or the T-shirt has nothing to do with the job or the rest, and you need to be able to talk to your subconscious and convince yourself of that. You want to be your own best friend, as I mentioned, and you want to if you want to break the habit, you don't have to. It's not harming anybody. But if you want to for yourself, do it joyfully. Try to figure out a way. Get a nice soft blankie that you can put on you that is just your regular blanket that you don't need all the time. When you get anxious, find some other skills to deal with anxiety. I know that I've changed a lot of habits. I used to bite my fingernails and whatnot, and it's fun to feel successful in changing them. I don't bite them anymore. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
The bond with an ideal romantic partner is the most intimate bond you can experience. A business friend might respond to your business expertise, a golf friend to your golfing ability, a socializing friend to your personality. But only a romantic partner is able to know your total self, including not just your body, but also the most intimate aspects of your soul. With a romantic soulmate, you get a mirror of yourself that even a close friend cannot provide. When a partner tells you what he or she appreciates about your character, for example, saying, "I love your warmth and sensuality," or in actions, for example, responding to you emotionally and intellectually, your partner provides you with a unique and priceless psychological mirror.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.